This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Oh, yes, we did. Self high fives all the way around. Congratulations. Beautiful weekend in store. It really is. Right now, if you don't have the windows open, you can open them. I'm just telling you. There's a little bit of pollen that's floating around. I don't know what exactly it is, but I think it's the stuff that I'm allergic to, because I'm just getting a little bit of that. But otherwise, it seems just great, and the weekend is going to be perfect. Absolutely going to be perfect. So a couple of things that are going on that I need to remind you of. First of all, 5:33-ish, we're going to give you a chance to win this final family four-pack of tickets for the Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival happening right down the road from me, Hanover Vegetable Farm. Beautiful place. They do such great work with these outdoor festivals. I can't tell you how many I've been to. They're fantastic people. They got really nice flowers and produce and all that other good stuff. But anyway, family four-pack of tickets. Get a chance to win those at 5:33-ish, and it also includes 3 pounds of apples. Now, you got to pick them yourself, and then you can take them home and eat them. And tickets for Politics and Pints, yes, they are on sale, and yes, we are all excited and surprised, but there they are, WRVA.com, WRVA.com. It is me, it is John Reed, Brian Kilmeade, Dana Lash, Howard Gutman, at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. One more time, it's going to be right before Election Day. But, I mean, who are we kidding? We now live in a time where we have election season. So early voting is going to be well underway. And you, I'm hoping, will get your tickets, WRVA.com, so that you can join us. It's not just the entertainment part of it, which is really pretty good, but it's also the complimentary adult beverage, if you are over the age of 21 and therefore an actual adult. There's something coming up this Sunday that I just want to remind you about. A very special celebration, a free musical celebration at Westchester Commons down on the south side. It is to honor the memory of my dear friend Kat Simons, who you know was on the music side of things for, what, 25 years, I think? She was here in Central Virginia. Just a sweet, sweet person. Not an evil bone in her body. A marvelous human being. And we lost her back in June. And I am hoping that this organization that's been set up, it's called the Friends of Kat Simons Foundation, will indeed carry on Kat's legacy and help out a variety of groups here in Central Virginia. Kat had a very, very special place in her heart for veterans, for senior citizens, those who were dealing with mental health issues, and we all know Kat loved animals. If you have fur, Kat was your friend. Simple as that. So this Sunday, Westchester Commons from 3 until 8, I am hoping you will take some time out of your day and visit and help out the foundation down there, but also to help out the memory, help keep that memory alive. I've got a few things I've got to share with you that you're going to be a little shocked by. Was it yesterday? I think Al Sharpton was on MSNBC. I know. All right. I am going to remind you, though, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. All right? No. It's okay. It's okay. You're welcome. But it could be that Al Sharpton said the dumbest thing that's ever been said on MSNBC. Now, let that sort of percolate in your brain for a little bit, because that's a pretty high bar to be the absolute dumbest thing ever uttered on MSNBC. Because you got a lot of people there spouting absolute total Bernie Sanders on a regular basis. So if you are... I do need to provide this warning. Hang on a second. If you are drinking something, a beverage of some sort, please take a sip now so that you don't do the spit take. If you are driving, pull over. It's only going to take 1 minute and 53 seconds, a little longer than we would normally have, but you've got to hear it all. All right. If you would, Germ, fire up cut number two, soggy salad.
I love people who have a dream. I am not knocking her having a dream. I'm just saying Simon Cowell used to tell folks on American Idol, this might not be your dream, that you can have a dream. But this might not be the appropriate dream for you.
It might be a nightmare. And probably, though, when she looks at how their campaign is unraveling,
yeah,
and her Donald Trump, her candidate and relative, has become unhinged. You said it right. We would be demanding the 25th Amendment if Joe Biden said anything remotely as unhinged and just totally incoherent as that. But he is going around still high in some polls, not where he was, because Kamala Harris has certainly unseated him as the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
But he is certainly still being able to, for other reasons, have this grip on a lot of voters that think this is the only way to bring America back to the days before women had rights and blacks and browns and other people of color had rights. And now he's imagining, hallucinating, that children are being made to change their gender.
In school.
In school, with the instruction of their teachers. And we're acting like this is a serious candidate.
Right.
Or like this is a serious threat to this country. I think that we are seeing a man absolutely becoming other than his best self, and even his best self wasn't great, but he's lost the ability to even think while he's talking. It just comes out.
Yeah.
It's like a baby just spitting up. And I think that because of that, even his most ardent followers have to scratch their head.
You would think, and the fact that he's even in the 40s is actually shocking given the stuff that he says.
So, if I understand it correctly, Donald Trump is going to take our rights away. Now, there are a lot of things I think that Donald Trump will do as president. I think that Donald Trump will look at the economy, and after shaking his head and screaming, whiskey, tango, oh my God, what is going on here? He's going to roll up his sleeves and get down to work and fix it. I think he's going to look at the disunity in this nation, which has been sown by the uber leftists. They're not even uber anymore. They're just leftists. The mainstream Democrats in 2024, unfortunately, are now spouting every piece of uber left-wing garbage that Bernie Sanders was pushing a couple of years back. This is not your daddy's Democrat Party. Some of us have left. Ronald Reagan years ago said he did not leave the Democrats. They left him. And it took me far longer to get to that point. I remained a Democrat, as you know. Describe myself as a conservative Democrat. A conservative Democrat. And then there was this guy, and you might be familiar with him, Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh said, Jeff, there is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. Well, he was right. And the place that you and I are in today is, it's dangerous territory. See, I take people at their word until they prove to me that they shouldn't be trusted. I've told you in the past, you know, there's certain people that I don't like, certain types of people. I absolutely despise liars. Now, you lie to me once, that's on you. You lie to me twice, I'm thinking, okay, now it's on me because you think I'm an idiot. So I hate liars. I hate bullies. I'm not really fond of sneaks either. Sometimes you run into people who are kind of sneaky. I'm not crazy about those people either. But I do take people at their word to begin with, right? You tell me what you are in terms of a human being. Well, that's pretty basic. Well, look, yeah, you're a person. But then you show me what type of a person you are. And all along, you're telling me things. Well, I would ask you to please take the word of our not-ready-for-primetime vice president. Kamala Harris has said who she is. We know what she believes in. And she keeps reminding us. She says, well, my values haven't changed. And she is absolutely correct. She's telling us the truth. Her values have not changed. So why would we now think she's going to do anything differently than what she has done in the past? Why would anybody think that she would be doing anything differently than she has done in the past? There's absolutely no reason. None whatsoever. She was the border czar.
Well, you know, there's no such position as border czar.
Yeah, no kidding. She was put in charge of the border. I don't care. Call it whatever you want. Call it a ham sandwich. Whatever it is, she didn't get the job done. Because we've had millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens come into the country while she's been in charge of that border. She is talking about taxing things you don't have. Mark Cuban, who says he's voting for her, says she's bat crap crazy on that. And here's a little deal that you have to be reminded of. For the last 16 years, 12 of those years have been under the control of the Democrats. So every time they say, oh, we're not going back, you are back. You're the ones who broke stuff. Now let somebody in there who could actually fix it. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Includes the tickets and 3 pounds of apples that you get to pick. I'm going to give you the chance to win those tickets. What are we talking here? Maybe 9 minutes away. 5:33-ish. All right, so just stay where you are. That's my point. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss these tickets. Hunter Biden now says, yeah, all right, fine, I'm guilty. And remember, yesterday he marches in, he wants what's called an Alford plea, where he says, well, I'm not saying I'm guilty, but you could prove me guilty. And the judge said, it doesn't work that way, son. Not a chance. You can plead guilty or we start the trial today. Your choice. He called his bluff. Hunter Biden, the most spoiled crybaby in America, had his bluff called. But who are we going to kid? His father, the most dysfunctional excuse for a president we've ever had, is of course going to pardon him. There's no question. He's not running for re-election. He has nothing to lose. And he has given everything, his entire life, to this degenerate offspring of his. I mean, Hunter Biden is a terrible human being. There's just no nice way to say it, and I'm not going to pussyfoot around and pretend that there is. And you know what? At the end of the day, after Daddy pardons him, he's going to get away with all of it. That's what it means. I'm going to share with you this ridiculous thing from the Associated Press talking about J.D. Vance in a couple of moments. And I think there are a lot of people that are going to be telling folks, oh, no, I'm voting for Kamala Harris, who are actually going to go in there and vote for President Trump. That's actually pretty good news. It is 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Did all of Fox News just quit? It just sounded like there was a big walkout. No, some sort of technical glitch. Okay, I'm sure they'll be back. But did it not feel like that? Like, now, we got news for you. Yeah, never mind. We don't have news. I got news for you. We got a lot of news for you. We've all got a lot of news that we need to deal with. There's a lot of stuff going on. But before we get into that, might I give you a gift? The final four-pack for the family of Apple and Cider Bluegrass Festival tickets, September the 21st and the 22nd, happens at Hanover Vegetable Farm. You get four tickets. You're also going to be able to pick 3 pounds of apples yourself and then take them home and love on them. They are delicious. So we will take caller number 11 right now, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. It is a lovely day. It's going to be a lovely, lovely sort of a weekend. Although there are a lot of us up here in Hanover County right now trying to figure out exactly who knew what at what time with this former assistant school superintendent down in Prince George County. You remember this, right? Barnes, right? Barnes was the guy's name. Well, still is the guy's name. And he's facing 9 felony sex assault charges for allegedly abusing his adopted son in the 1980s. I mean, it's a big story. And the former superintendent of the Prince George County Schools is now our acting school superintendent up here in Hanover County, a Lisa Pennycuff. And there was a Freedom of Information thing filed by CBS6. And let me give credit here. Laura French is the reporter that did this, and she has a great piece on it. I'm going to share it on social media, but I want her to get all the credit. Laura French over at CBS6. And the question is, who knew that this guy was perhaps a child abuser, and what happened, and did they get him out in time, and did this Superintendent Pennycuff know what was going on? Well, I think there are more questions than answers right about now, although the Freedom of Information Act request has a bunch of emails that are part of this. So, let's see here. Pennycuff said to CBS6, oh no, I'm sorry. Pennycuff proposed a media statement to the Hanover County School Board Chair in response to CBS6's exclusive reporting on Barnes, and she said, one of the Prince George School Board members received information from a community member regarding possible accusations against Mr. Barnes during one of the pre-election Meet the Candidates forums. As soon as I was notified of these potential allegations, local and state police were contacted. I was informed that there were no open investigations for any Prince George employee at the time. After Mr. Barnes left the school division, his personnel record was subpoenaed, and the division provided those records to the police. That is the extent of the information I received in the course of his employment with the Prince George County Public Schools. Okay. I'm hoping that it answers all the questions, but again, if you are here in Hanover, and there were and remain a lot of people kind of scratching their heads and going, well, what are we going to do for a school superintendent? It's just one of those things to take a look at. It looks like the dates would jibe for Dr. Pennycuff. But there's still people asking the questions, and we will see which way that all goes. You know, Manchester Middle School in Chesterfield was closed today because there was a threat made on social media. And it was tied into this whole Georgia thing, I guess. You know, we'll shoot the school up like they did there. J.D. Vance had a comment about this, and J.D. Vance had what I thought really was the appropriate comment. He said that I don't like that this is a fact of life, right? If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it. He says, I don't like that this is a fact of life, but if you're a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize our schools are soft targets, and we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security, so if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of kids, they're not able to. Well, That's a heck of a statement, don't you think? That's pretty powerful. It's pretty spot on. But the Associated Press, which used to have some shred of journalistic integrity, reported that J.D. Vance called school shootings, quote, a fact of life, and left it there. As if he didn't care. As if he was saying, well, sure, grass is green and school shootings are a fact of life. Well, make no mistake, what happens? Kamala Harris, her guy, what's his name, Walls, Tim Walls, they're all over it. Now, it's on social media. So here's what happens. There are 200 million impressions on social media, on X, of J.D. Vance saying, as Associated Press reports, oh, it's a fact of life. That's what they reported. 200 million impressions of that. They then had to go back, take the whole damn story down, and correct it to talk about what he really said. You know what the correction had in terms of impressions? 100,000. In other words, the damage is done already. If only journalists had licenses. Man, wouldn't that be something? It really would be very, very entertaining because so many of them would lose. I'll give you another example of this. How about cut number one? This is a bizarre thing, isn't this? Gayle King? Yeah, cut number one from CBS, please.
It's so hard for me to focus on anything other than this shooting.
Me too.
I have to
my
say,
head
guys,
is
it's
my
just very difficult for me right now. It's hard for me to accept the fact that we live in a country where I guess we think it's okay to kill children. Because if we didn't think it was okay, something would be done to stop. And it doesn't seem to matter who's
something
in office, how it worked.
Yeah. A long time ago. We would find a compromise that enshrines the Second Amendment but keeps our children safe. We shouldn't be sending them to school only for them to go home to God during the school day. Teddy goes to school today. It's the only thing on my mind.
I know. Well,
we got 5 minutes into the school year.
Yes.
And this is what happens.
And I don't want to take guns from responsible gun owners. It's not about that. But what we're doing now ain't working.
Yeah. Congress is just so divided, Gayle.
Yes, I know, Bob. I know. It's hard.
Are they in favor of more background checks? Do they want safer communities? It's what most Americans want. I mean, this issue polls at, I mean, very high numbers. Background checks, poll up there with ice cream and free money.
Yeah.
Above 90%. So you've got to hold your elected leaders accountable.
You think it's as simple as that? It's just voting. You think it's that? Because we say this is what we want, but we also seem to think it's okay to kill kids at school.
It's myself and my colleagues that make the laws.
Yeah.
There are folks that are in favor of stronger laws to keep people safer, and there are folks that just want guns everywhere and no restrictions on firearms. Mm-hmm. That's not the country we should have to live in.
So what exactly would you do? Well, I'm just curious. What laws would you put on the books that would prevent this? Because unless you haven't noticed, there are a whole slew of laws already on the books against this. There's nobody that wants children to die. That is absolutely absurd. I mean, with the exception of, I guess, some of the comments coming from leftists, Democrats in 2024, who, oh boy, they got some weird policies on life, don't they? But all right, let's put that aside for a second. There's nobody that I can think of that says, oh, school shootings are good. Of course not. But I would ask, what laws, since you want more laws, and you say that laws will do so, what laws would help in this regard? Could you have a law book at the front door that keeps some lunatic from breaking into the school and shooting innocent people? Do you think that is going to be the solution? What about this? What about saying people inside of schools will be able to defend themselves? How about providing safety measures in the schools? How about taking schools from the category of soft target and moving them into the category of strong? That they would have some way, the people in the schools, to defend themselves. God forbid this ever happens. That the school buildings themselves would be better secured and better staffed. Those are my suggestions, because I don't want children to be killed like that. I don't want children to be killed, period. I'm consistent. I I think of my kids. I think every time something like this happens, I think of my children. I think of Harry and Joe, who, I don't know, I wouldn't say they're exactly tough kids, but maybe they would be able to run or hide. I don't know, maybe you get away. I don't want anybody put in that situation. But then I think about Julia. Right? Julia doesn't know that there's danger. God forbid something like this were to happen. Some lunatic comes into a school looking to hurt people. What happens if the first classroom is Julia's classroom? It's a classroom filled with special needs kids. Kids who don't understand danger or harm or injury. I mean, you could tell Julia all day long, you've got to run. Julia doesn't know what you're saying. And Julia can't run. And Julia's 21 years old. I think I'm probably the only person who would scoop her up. Just because of her size. I mean, she's a young lady. So I don't want it left to the children. I want those of us who are responsible adults, who are charged with caring for our children, who are charged with looking after our children, to say, the first thing we're going to do is harden that target. We're going to make a school as secure as is humanly possible. And we're going to reach out. Here in Hanover County, of course, we have school resource officers. But could we use more? I'm sure we could. What about Chesterfield? They've got school resource officers. Could they use more? I'm sure. I'm not sure about Henrico. I guess they do. And I'll bet they could all use more. What about a special category now? Because, you know, it costs a lot of money to take your first responder agencies and put them in the schools. But what if you said to somebody who is a retired police officer, a retired deputy sheriff, a retired state trooper, hey, we've got a special category here. You're not going to earn so much, you're going to lose your pension. But you already know how to protect people. You want to protect these children. We got a special category. It doesn't pay as much as the regular road deputy. But man, we could use your help. Maybe that's one of the issues we talk about at Politics and Pints. October the 16th, the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. We've got a great crowd coming in, like 700 people, and on stage it'll be me, it'll be John Reed. You've got Brian Kilmeade, you've got Dana Lash, you got Howard Gutman. 4 out of 5 is not bad. Go right now, WRVA.com. Get your tickets before they are all gone. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high-fives all the way around. I'm telling you, not that I'm counting, but I'm only moments away from heading out to the Arcadec deck for an adult beverage with Heidi and our canine division. And just thinking about good things. Seriously. Yeah. Yep. Good thoughts. It's just too nice a day outside to be bogged down with all of the nastiness and the nonsense. But here's the reality of it. We got to keep that stuff in mind at the appropriate times. We do. There's too much at stake. And I'm not just talking about the elections. I mean, elections are important. The elections are very, very important. But I am talking about looking after your kids, too. I'm talking about looking after our neighbors. I mean, we're in this pretty cool situation, Heidi and I are, where we know our neighbors. We know our friends here. They're, you know, good folks. But I do wonder sometimes about places that don't have that same connection. I wonder and worry about people who are hearing these, like, jobs numbers, right? We were talking with Dr. Dave Brad earlier. Oh, if you missed that, just go to WRBA.com. It's all up there. You can listen to it. But these jobs numbers, it's terrible news. And there's no nice way to spin it, although the left is trying to spin it. There's no nice way to spin it. We are not creating jobs right now. This team of Harris and Biden, all of their other unindicted co-conspirators, man, they are not doing anything to help real people. You and I are dealing with out of control inflation. And even though our not ready for primetime vice president seems to think that higher prices cause inflation, the reality is just the opposite. It is inflation that causes higher prices. And she seems to think that people who own and operate small businesses, neighborhood businesses, your friends and neighbors, my friends and neighbors, are somehow gouging people. No, what they're trying to do is make a living, so that they can keep their business operating, so that they can keep other people employed. People who are living their American dream right now are trying their best to keep doing that so they can keep their employees in line to live their American dream. It is an important election. I know, every election's always the most important election of all time. This one? I think it might very well be. All right, couple of things I do need to remind you of. Number one, Politics and Pints. Only way to get your tickets is going to be October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. You've got to go online. I would go right now because I don't know if we're sold. We're getting close to sold out. It's just that fast. It's crazy. WRVA.com. WRVA.com is how you get your tickets and get them now. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., best weekend radio show anywhere. In the Garage with Stan Andruski airs right here. And Monday morning, John Reed should be here at 6 a.m. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. And since we have done, since October the 7th, we end this show by playing Hatikva. That's Hebrew for the hope, the national anthem of Israel. Have a great weekend. God willing, we get a chance to do it all again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.